2634, Mark and Nancy Kiosko seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 11534, 11583, and 11585 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of South Carolina Avenue, approximately 88 feet northeast of North Bay Shore Drive. The 911 address is 9 South Carolina Avenue, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, map 4.13, map 5. Parcel 5, the applicant is requesting a 2.2-foot and a 2.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing detached garage. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Mark Kiosko. I live on 9 South Carolina Avenue, Milton.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Like to state, I also have 2 neighbors with me that are approving of.
Do you want to have them sworn in as part of your testimony, or do you want to wait till you're finished and they can come up?
I guess they can decide after I.
Okay. Well, we will give them an opportunity to testify if they wish, so they certainly can do that.
Thanks.
Floor is yours.
Excuse me?
The floor is yours.
Oh, okay. This is a very modest bungalow in Broadkill, and I'm asking to keep the garage exactly where it is, and I'm just trying to bring it up above grade for a number of reasons. The one that worries me the most is the insurance company, because they said they will not insure anything that's below the level of our home, which is, I made it, it's according to FEMA, 10 feet above the flood elevation. So I did that 11 years ago, and I wish I did the garage at the same time, but I didn't have the funds at that time. So now I'm trying to do it now between the insurance company. I'm trying to add a little space on the top of it too, in a salt box style. Because our house is, the interior space is 23 by 23, so it's a very modest bungalow. And the front porch, if you want to count that, is 8 by 15. So I believe I'm well under 700 square feet of space. So everything's in the garage, so it's very important, you know, that some of our belongings are in there because we have nowhere else to put them. In fact, our hot water heater's in the garage because we had no space for that in the house. So what I'm proposing to do is have the garage jacked to the same elevation as our house in the location that it is. If I move it, it would make it difficult because the waistline, which my septic tank is behind the garage, runs right up against the garage, so I'd have to change the gas lines, the water lines, the electric goes back there, but mainly the waistline. If you try to change the angle on that, it's very hard to get a good run, and it's over 45 feet to the tank, so if you put a couple of elbows in there, it could be a nightmare. So I really am just trying to go up to the same, in the exact same spot. I talked to my neighbors on that side, and I believe I'm 2.5 feet to 2 feet 9 inches, and Carol and Warren Snedley said they had no objections at all of what I was doing. When I bought the property 2 weeks after 9/11, I believe no one lived in it for 10 or 20 years, so I've really turned it around and they like what I'm doing. So they said they had no objections at all. And I was going to do it in the same style. I believe I gave you pictures. I used a zero burn cement board siding around the house, and I was going to do that on the garage too to conform to any, I guess, fire setbacks if they have those. I did that on all. I was going to go. I brought a drawing here that I didn't give you earlier, but it's just a simple salt box, and I'm doing that angle because I was going to put solar panels on the garage. Because I was in the hydronics business before COVID, and I have radiant in the house, and I was going to put it also in the garage, so it's, you know, I was going to use that roof to mount the panels. That's why I went with that shape instead of the shape that the garage was in, which is, you know, pretty standard A shape. You know, it's a pretty simple single bay garage. So my hardest problem was finding a house jacker to raise it, which took me over 6 months. And unfortunately, he passed away last week, but another company was very kind to send a gentleman in, and they're going to help me out. They knew the situation I was in, if I get the variance, of course. But it's very difficult to get anyone today. But, you know, I was lucky to get expert house movers to, I was calling all of them to borrow actually their cribbing, because I was going to jack it myself, because it's, you know, it's only 12 by 20 feet, so it's not really a big structure. What I was going to do was put in five block, a footing, fill the garage with packing sand and pour another slab. But before I do that, I was going to put radiant in the garage as well, you know, because I was going to have more than enough roof space and more than enough panels to do it. So this isn't photovoltaic. This is solar hot water panels is what I did. So I was just going to, you know, my house. I lost the job, my business upstate New York, so I was thinking of perhaps starting it here. I just turned 65, so it's going to take a lot of energy to do that. But I'm still on the fence whether I'm going to do it. I moved down here full time December 15th last year. And, you know, I've been asking around with contractors, and there doesn't seem to be anyone that does radiant heat that I'm aware of down here. So it could be interesting, but my wife's not excited about it. She thinks maybe try something else. I don't know. But anyhow, this is what I'm trying to do to make our house a little easier to live in, comply with the insurance companies. They didn't actually tell me they dropped me, but I've had another friend in Florida that has an 8-year-old, 40-year-old roof, 40-year-old, rated for 40 years. It was an architectural shingles, and they just made him aware that his roof is 8 years old and you have to change the roofs now every 8 to 10 years because, in their opinion, they break down within 10 years in Florida because of the heat and the salt water. So he said, well, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. It's a 40-year roof. Well, they dropped him. And it's very difficult. So I'm worried the same thing might happen to me. They're telling me that, you know, we're not going to insure you for anything inside that building or any of the other outbuildings that aren't at the same elevation or higher as what you raised your house to. And Cumberland Farms doesn't carry anyone in that area anymore. So they said you have to be so many miles from the shoreline. I'm not sure if it was 8 or 10. They said something like that. So, of course, Broad Kill's in a high-risk area.
I was going to say that's unfortunate too, because where you're at there, it's going to flood from the marsh side. So if it ever gets to you, we're going to have a lot bigger problems. Yeah,
that's true. I don't think it's ever flooded. At least it doesn't show.
Especially now with the dune.
Yeah, right. I don't see any water marks on my house, and I found a board in the home where two carpenters and a contractor signed it in 1955. And I actually tried calling them, and I was actually talking to their sons that were in the business. So those guys are, you know, no longer around. So it was kind of nice to talk to somebody. They did a great job. It's all rough cut, tongue and groove. Everything was still true. So even though I bought a really old structure that was laying for a long time, everything kind of worked out. You know, they did a quality job. So
you're looking to lift this up. Do you think you can maintain the side of the building closest to your neighbor without being on their property?
Expert house raiser said they were going to put the, since there's a slab in there and I'm sure it's at least 4 inches because I checked the shower house and it was a foot thick, so I guess concrete was cheap then. So the shower house is 6 by 8 and this is 12 by 24. They're going to hand dig it, the masons, and the house jackers are going to put the cribbing in the garage on the slab. So none of that is going to project onto my neighbor's property. You know, they're just going to put a ledger on the two weight-bearing side walls and then two beams in there, and then they have the power jacks to take it up. He figured the house weighs about, the garage weighs about 4 tons.
But in the future, will you be able to maintain that little piece of land there between you and your neighbor without going on your neighbor's round, your neighbor's lot, weed eater or what have you?
It's all sand. There's nothing growing there now, but I was bringing packing sand up into the garage, and I was going to put a retaining wall out from the garage just in that short area where I could slope it up, or, you know, I was going to pour a concrete tongue out to that if that wasn't possible. But, you know, when I brought the house up, I brought the elevation up around the house so it didn't look like it was jacked. I was trying to conform with a lot of the one-story.
Has that created any flooding issues or anything on your property, or made it wet?
We've never had a puddle there. It's all just sand. It just, you know, be nice to see a puddle, but right. It just goes straight through, you know. So I've dug there. I probably went down 3 or 4 feet, and I've never hit water. So we seem to, I guess that's why the historic section was built there, because of perhaps a little higher.
So what type of water and septic do you have?
The septic is behind the garage. It's an 8x10 box, you know, with a, so, and the waistline comes straight out from the middle of my house where the bathroom is, and it comes within a foot of that southeast corner of the garage going straight into the tank. And the tank was actually put perpendicular to that line back mm-hmm. there. So, you know, that was done, I don't know when, but it's, you know, I just had it pumped out in July, and I was asking them, you know, how big is it, you know, and they just said, they know it's at least 1,000 gallons.
Yeah. I believe that's city water there, I believe.
Yes.
Artesian. Thank you.
Do you believe the garage to be the same age as the home?
I couldn't really answer that. I don't really know. You know, possibly. But I know all the other shower houses were built the same way, the same exact design. But it was tongue and groove like the house. You know, there's no plywood anywhere on the house, so I guess that's at least pre-70s.
So again, you're going to stay on the existing footprint, but you're going to go up.
Right. I'll probably go up 4 feet on one side and then a full 8 on the other, like a salt box.
Okay. In doing so, your neighbor on, I'm going to call it lot 12.
Yes, that was Carol Morant's neighbor. I went over to their house, and
okay.
They had no objections.
And they understand that you're going to be raising the garage higher in the air. Any potential line of sight issues or anything because of raising it?
No, it's actually next to their garage.
Okay.
You know, it's on the back side of their house, so. No, they seem to didn't have an issue at all with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We will wait to after that. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Just one. Is there going to be any steps or anything to get to that level that we need to account for?
I was looking for a garage door with a pedestrian door on it. You know, because there's no door in this garage at this time, so I was just going to have a overhead door with a you know, a door that opens in the garage as well as just one door.
Okay.
That's what I was inquiring about. Right now, I have two, you know, from the old 50s or whatever, swinging doors. So I was going to.
I guess if you're going to raise it 4 feet, I'm just thinking if you've got to step up to get there or anything.
Well, yeah, I'm going to bring the grade up like I did on that side of the house. So I pretty much walk straight into it.
Okay. All right. So no steps are going to be needed then?
No. Okay. I'm planning any steps.
Before I forget, you had a piece of paper there with a drawing on it. I didn't know if you wanted to submit that into the record. You certainly can do that.
Sure.
Ms. Norwood can take it down there at the end. You don't have to, but
I'm fine with it. I have the case number, my name and address, and
okay. You can give that to Ms. Norwood. I just wanted to make sure you had that opportunity.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further questions?
And raising that's not going to create any water or drainage issues for your neighbors on the west side?
I could put a gutter on it if it becomes an issue, but, you know, it's going to still drain to the same spot it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not putting a larger overhang. It's going to be the same as it is now. I'm just going straight up.
I'm familiar with this area because I live on Alabama, but I just don't want to do something here and create an issue for your neighbors where water goes onto their yard.
Well, honestly, his property's actually, he's raised his up, so he's actually perhaps a foot higher where my garage is. He has a fence along there, along the property line. And
I go by all the time. I've just never paid attention to it. I'm always on facial.
Okay. So, I mean, if it becomes an issue, I mean, a gutter is a simple solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, I've never seen a puddle in my yard.
Yeah.
Even with a downpour, it's gone in 5 minutes or less. Yeah. Not at all.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? I see two hands. Would you like to speak?
Okay.
If you would, you can have a seat right in the front.
Good evening, sir. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Paul May, and it's 110. South Carolina Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And just for the record, can you just show us perhaps where your property is located in relation to this one?
I don't really see mine. Mine is right on.
Taking out if need be.
This end down here. I'm the last one right here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What I wanted to say was to add to your thing, as far as the water problem, I have much more problems down on my end than he does up at his.
Sure you do.
I had 2.5 feet of water after Sandy because I have the creek from the wildlife area, and his house was dry. So, and also the other thing I was bringing up, he does have a fence right along the side of that rock. So for the neighbors, you know, as far as maintenance, shouldn't be too bad.
Okay.
And all. And and for Mark, the quality of the work that he does and what he did to his house, that the garage, he's a perfectionist when it comes to that stuff. And that house will probably be better than most. I mean, his garage will probably be better than most houses by the time it's finished. You know, so. Thank you. I guess I'm good. This should be good.
Thank you.
Good
the other person who raised their hand like to speak?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Daniel Kopp, and I live at 8 Georgia Avenue in Milton.
And can you spell your last name?
K-O-P-P.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And could you just show us where your property is located?
Oh, so I'm on Georgia Avenue. I'm like on the Bayside. I think you've got to come up. Or not on Bayside, I'm sorry, yeah. Where's Georgia? Come at? Nope. I am right there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So I'd just like to kind of second what Mr. May said, that I've been to Mark's house several times, and the work that he does is what he's done to the bungalow, which was, you know, a fishing shack at one time, built in 1955. He's done amazing things to it in integrity of his work. You've heard of measure twice, cut once, measure three times, cut once with Mark. So that's all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12634 for Mark and Nancy Kiosko. I believe the property has unique physical conditions, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12634 has been approved.